Good morning. It's Thursday, and it's July the 24th. Welcome. How are you this morning? I trust that you're feeling excellent at the very beginning of this wonderful day that God has given us. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and this is Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's a very, very special time, isn't it? Well, I want to thank Christine LeMay for sitting in for me on yesterday, and we thank God for her and for you, of course, for having joined us on yesterday as well. Today is a brand new day, and I just thank God for his mercies, which endures forever, and I'm sure you do too. Today, our focus is on the fact that God is a covenant-keeping God. And sometimes we forget that. He has no relationships except they be under the terms of covenant. And that's something that we, in our modern world, have forgotten. Most of the time, we don't remember or think of the fact that our relationship with God is not a casual one. God does not date. Come on. He only gets into marriage. He marries married to us, and that sets different terms than just a simple friendship. So it's a wonderful thing to come to a clear understanding of, may I take a moment here, got to do some muting to preserve our program recording. It's a wonderful thing to come to a clear understanding that God has no relationships except they be covenant relationships. God keeps remembering his covenants. And when we remember that, we have a covenant with him, we are confident that he is with us. Whatever battle you're in, he's in it too. He is there to ensure that you have the victory because he is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. We therefore can depend on him confidently. So we thank God for allowing us to remember that he is a covenant-keeping God. Let us look to the Word. And just before that, we want to enter into his presence. We want to enter into his courts. And we do come first with praise. Father, we come in, our hearts are filled with your joy, the joy that you've given to us, the peace that you've given to us. We therefore come in boldly because we know that you long to have us come close. You long to have us interact with you. And this is a good time. It's the beginning of the day. So, Father, we come in and we thank you for giving us another opportunity to show forth your glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you that we are seated in heavenly places by your invitation through Jesus Christ. We come in and we enjoy your presence with us. So we thank you on this wonderful day. No matter what this day brings, we know that you are in charge and you are overseeing it, all of it, every aspect of it, every second of it. And for that, we give you the praise. All our needs are met by Christ Jesus. It's met in Him today. So we suffer no anguish or anxieties about this day, because it came from your hand, and everything that you give is good. We agree, and we call this day good. Father, we ask that you would make our transgressions, our iniquities, our failures, our sins, our shortcomings, you would make them be gone by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Apply his blood to the horns of our beings so that our sin is washed away. If we are cleansed, we are made whole even now. We thank you for the cleansing from all unrighteousness. We receive it. And Father, we decree that all the earth would bow before your throne. We thank you today for who you are to us. You are our God and you are covenant-keeping God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today we look to the scriptures for what God says in there, what he has recorded there for us to always go back to and remember. And it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And that's Deuteronomy chapter 5, from verse 1 to 3. And it says, Moses called all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and ordinances which I speak in your hearing this day, that you may learn them and take heed and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made his covenant not with our fathers, but with us, who are all of us here alive this day. Imagine that we have an example of how God relates. And his covenant is with us who are alive this day. And he's covenant-keeping God. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Praise his name. Well, I have a praise report. We're still enjoying the afterglow of the Turning Point event in Trenton on last night. It was tremendous. It was tremendous. We were at the event. It was held in the War Memorial in Trenton. That's a very special spot where things were turned around in history. And so they built a war memorial there. And inside of the war memorial, there's a theater called the Patriots Theater. And it was packed. It was packed. I'd be surprised if they didn't find a crack in the building somewhere today. The presence of the Lord was there, and there was a sound that was tremendous. And so we are so thankful that we were present. And I felt like our presence there wasn't just about us being there. It was about Newark being represented there. There were people from many states around the country, people from California, people from Florida, people from Pennsylvania, people from Boston, Massachusetts, from Texas, they came from Georgia, and they came from Mississippi. They came from all over, and all over Jersey. And so the place was packed, and there was a oneness of sound in the atmosphere because the presence of God was so rich in there. And of course, we heard the voices of Dutch Sheets, a powerful man of prayer. We heard a word from him, and we heard a word from Dr. Chuck Pierce as well. And Dr. Chuck Pierce has a word, gave a word concerning New Jersey, and I would like to briefly take you into that event for just a brief moment. And what I want to give you is some things that he was saying about the state of New Jersey. This event was on behalf of the entire nation. That was the purpose for this event, that God would turn around. There would be a turning point, and we believe it's now for this nation. There's always a place, a time, and a season that's just right for the move of God. And there's a move of God that you and I want to be part of consciously as it's occurring, so that we know what's going on and we know how to stand and how to behave during the turning. But I'd just like to bring you into that event just briefly so you can get a taste of some of the things that went down at that event on last night. And I will cut you into the place where Dr. Pierce was speaking of a vision that he had concerning New Jersey and its roots and what God is doing presently concerning that. Let's listen.
You see, God created man, but I'm sure he thought first. And so, you can see the movement. It was a lot of work for the community. You can see how the enemy was just in his grace in the normal world. And yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I don't know how clear that was for you, but the point that he was making was that God has a plan for New Jersey to be significant in what happens in the rest of the nation. And I thought that that would be important for those of us who live in the state particularly. But New Jersey has always played a historic role in events in the nation, in the rest of the nation, and good and bad. And so New Jersey still has a prophetic role. And I'm so glad that you and I are able to do what we're doing, because it's not without a context or importance. What God has us doing has everything to do with his plan. So I just wanted to try to share a little bit of the atmosphere that we were in on last night. And so we thank God for all of the people that were gathered. Like I said, there wasn't an empty seat in the house. It was standing room only. And it was a huge theater. And people just were elated to be there and to have a place in the immediate of what God is doing, not as observers, but as participants. And so we thank God that we have a place in that. Okay, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, it would inspire us, I would say, because we want to bring our prayer requests before the Lord. I trust that you have something on your heart that the Lord has placed there. I know I have several things on my heart, because I'm always looking to receive his thoughts and his heart. There's so many things that we could be paying attention to, and they're not all necessarily part of what he may be doing or wants to do in this season, this moment. So I like to think that I'm listening and I'm hearing, and I trust that that is true for you as well. And if that's in fact so, now is an opportunity, with your line being, your mic being open, that you can express that even as we go forward today with our program, and the time is quickly moving. Okay, today one of the things that is on my heart has to do with having paid attention and listening to what is going on. I believe God wants us to pray for what is happening in the Middle East. That nation called Israel, that is there, is a significant player in God's end time plan.
Amen.
And God has a lot to say in his word concerning that nation. And speaking of covenants, God has a covenant with the nation of Israel. We see that all over the scripture. He has a covenant with them. And if they're at war, covenant terms say he's at war as well. That's what covenant means. I'm there for you, you're there for me. No matter what. So if they're at war, God is at war.
Yeah.
So there's lots of loss of life that is occurring. There's complete chaos and confusion. And children are losing their lives. The numbers of deaths are probably at this point, yesterday was up in the middle 700s, as it relates to the Palestinians. And more than a 100 of them were children. What does the children have to do with what's going on? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But this is how the enemy works. Comes to steal, kill, destroy. And so when we look in the scripture in Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 1, it says, "For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns." Then in Zechariah chapter 12, he says, verse 9 and 10, says, I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. And it shall come to pass, I love when the scripture says it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord called. And that's from Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. God has his heart on that nation. And so as we observe the news, please understand that God is involved. And we're looking at God's end time heart towards that nation. We're actually observing the scriptures in real time. And he has a lot more to say about Jerusalem and about Israel. The scriptures are filled with God's thoughts about it. You can always investigate that for yourself. But I just wanted to read that in our hearing so that we feel and understand that we're plugged into a very important time in the history of the earth. The word of God is coming to pass. And God has a people planted in the earth, and that's us. Isn't that wonderful? That can call on his name on behalf of his end time plans. That's an amazing privilege that you and I have. That is why we're alive today. And we weren't dead and gone before our time. God preserved us. Now let us pray for that nation. We want to pray first for its leaders, that they will turn. Father, we pray that they will turn. As we speak of turning points, believe this is a turning point for that nation. And the leaders are at the helm. They're steering as leaders. We pray, Father, that your wisdom will overflow them They will call on you and depend on you. They will pray and ask you to give them guidance in these challenging times and situations. We are sure that the weight upon them is heavy because their decisions can lead to the death of individuals, death of soldiers, death of children, death of those that are opposing them. And Father, you want everyone to have life and to have it more abundantly. We pray that these leaders would hear, would have a listening ear and hear your Holy Spirit as he speaks and guides, so that there are solutions to all of the issues, solutions that reflect your heart, your desire. So we pray right now, Lord, that you would cause them to desire to have peace. Peace among those nations over there. They'll have peace. They will desire to stop the war and let peace, your peace, reign, so that the children can prosper. On this day, we speak peace over this region for the preservation of life and liberty in the name of Jesus, who gave himself for our peace. We pray, Lord God, for the soldiers on either side. They will lose their taste for war, and that they will put down the weapons. There will be a ceasefire so that the fires of destruction would no longer appear. But life, everything that pertains to life, come to life and live. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you and we bless your name on this day. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
The place where your throne will be.
Yes.
For all eternity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can call upon your name this day. You've given us this window of opportunity to call on your name. And we do so, Lord, according to your own heart's desire.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. We prayed for this young lady by the name of Delphine McCombs. We prayed for her a couple of days ago. She is suffering from lung cancer. Excuse me. My wife and I went to see her on Tuesday. And she needs a miracle.
Yes,
she needs a miracle. But we could not even recognize her. She's on life support. And we couldn't recognize her. I mean, not even in the slightest, because her body was so swollen to the point of distortion. I mean, I had to ask the nurse twice, is this Delphi? And I know Delphi, we know her for many, many years. So we came away really touched and saddened by what we saw. And we are clear that only God could make the difference. Only He can change that situation. And she's in the CCU. She's not even in ICU. She's in CCU. Very critical. So I'd like us to pray today. And I would like to ask one of you to pray for Delphine. She has three children. And she's a 40-something. You know, she's not like a very senior person. She's a 40-something. Probably the other side of 45. Somewhere near there, in my estimate. But I would ask if one of you would lead us in lifting up Delphine before the Lord. If I were in that condition, I would want people praying for me. Even though I love the Lord, and I believe Delphine has given her life to the Lord. I believe that because we've talked about it. She's attended our church a couple of times. In fact, her mother used to be a member of our church back in the day. And my wife led her mother to the Lord many years ago. And so this is someone we know well. Would someone lead us, please, in prayer for Delphi? She is very ill, has lung cancer, and we ask it. I'm sure she would love for us to pray for her. I know Delphi very well. I can hear her voice right about now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to
you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you.
Yes. Yes.
We magnify your name, Lord, because we know beside you there is no other. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come calling on you, Jehovah.
Yes.
Lord, we come calling on you, the God of healing. Father, we know that you are the greatest physician.
Yes.
You have done wonders, Lord. And we come to you this morning lifting up Delphi. Father, you see and you know everything. There's nothing that we could do but call on you for your mercy and your grace. Have mercy, Lord.
Yes.
We call on your healing power this morning, Lord, that you will touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, that you will heal her body, Lord, that you will send your Shekinah glory, Lord,
and
that
hospital
there, Jesus. Only you could do it, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you touch every muscle, you touch every system, her respiratory system, her nervous system, her skeleton system. Lord, touch her lungs.
You made Delphi in your image, Lord. You made Delphi as you wanted her to be, Lord. And, Father, we plead and we call on your name, Lord, that your will be done, that you will heal Delphi, Lord, that she will hear our voice, her spirit will hear our voice, Lord, and she would cry out to you in her spirit, Father. We lift her up this morning, Lord, asking for your healing, Lord, asking for your anointing, Lord. You said it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, Lord, and we send your healing spirit right now on her bed, Lord, asking you to touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, Father, we come before you because you said healing belongs to, is the bread of, to your children. And we come this morning, Lord, on one accord, asking you, Lord, to touch her, knowing, Lord, that you can do all things. And with you, all things are possible. And even this is possible with you, Lord. So we thank you in advance for her healing, Lord. We thank you in advance for making her body perfect again, Lord. We thank you in advance, Father. We lift up her family. Comfort them, Lord, her children. Comfort them, Lord. Yes. Lord, give them the strength that only come from you, the peace that only come from you, Lord, that they will seek you, Lord. And that this will be a miracle, Lord, that this will be a testimony for them and for Delphi. Lord, we know and we call it done because we all touch and agree in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We
Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise the
to
name of the
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
That call on your name, and your name there's healing.
Hallelujah.
In your name there's comfort, in your name there's peace, and we call on your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
We need you this morning, Lord, more than
Lord.
Ever.
It's you, Lord. It's you, Lord. It's all about you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
Oh,
glory
Jesus.
To God. Glory to his name.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory
to
God.
To
thank you, Lord.
All
Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord.
God,
he is wonderful.
You.
He is worthy.
He
is
worthy.
Is worthy. Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. If
we bless your name.
I can't speak for anyone else, but I can only speak for myself in this regard. When I see and witness what I'm witnessing that is going on in the earth,
Jesus.
In our community,
Jesus,
we get around. I get a righteous anger against the adversary for the chaos and the suffering. And we know there has to be a counteracting force against what we see. It's a good thing God is real. He is there. Amen. Otherwise, what would we do? We have no hope. So we call upon him. That's what we do. And remember, he has a covenant with you. And that means that whatever happens, he is there in the midst to protect, to care for, to defend. Because sometimes we think we are alone. You know, but we're never alone. not when God has a relationship with you or with us. Of course not. So we thank God for that prayer for Delphine. She needs it.
Yes.
She needs it. But I thank God that she came to know the Lord.
Mm.
That's most important, because there was a time when she didn't. There was a time when she was literally lost, because her mother walked away from her and three other siblings when they were little, and the mom was gone to the store and did not show back up for about 19 years.
My Lord.
And we had this privilege, my wife and I, of finding the children and reuniting them with their mother. Their mother has passed. She's gone to be with the Lord, and she received Christ in her life. And I'm just looking at how God will use you and me to reconcile situations that are horrific.
Mm.
That's the purpose for our lives. So I said, you know, they called on me on last night to speak over the gathering for a moment. And I felt so small. I said, who are we? I said to the folk, I said, who are we that God would choose us in this hour to do what we're doing? Who are we? We know where we came from. And some of us are sometimes still there. But God is mighty. Praise his name. I just wanted to praise him a little bit. Yes. Give him some credit and some glory, because he's an awesome God. He's an awesome God.
He
truly, truly is. Truly is.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hi.
Praise to thee.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise to thee.
Oh, we thank you.
Okay. Well, for I do want to apologize. I had announced that Dr. Gloria Harris, she must have forgot. We didn't touch base for the last 2 days, and so I'm sure she forgot that she was going to be on today. But praise God, he did not forget. He
yes, Lord, thank you.
He is here, and so I would like to, as our time winds up now, I would like to, you know, read a benediction in our hearing. And it's taken from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and verse 21. That's Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well. Father, we thank you for this prayercast today, and we thank you for all our prayer partners.
Yes,
we know, Lord, that this is a day that you have made. It's a day of victory for all.
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.